Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Car review time. Richard, we drive vehicles pretty much every week. I mean, sometimes we have a little gap here and there, but what did you drive of late?
So drove a 2024 Toyota 4Runner, Dad. And this is an interesting review. It will be a little bit quick because there hasn't been a whole lot of changes on it because the big changes with this vehicle come in 2025. However, with saying that, if you like the older style of 4Runner, right, that's been around since basically 2010, if you like it, then this is your last year to get it because starting with the new one, it's going to be a little bit more modern. You've seen, you know, kind of some of the stylings and such. And so if you like the old style, like the simplicity of it, all of the different benefits of it, then this is going to probably be the review for you. But outside of that, Dad, again, since 2010. Haven't changed a thing on this. Still got the same old V6 that's powering it up at our altitude. I will just say it lacks power. However, to say down at sea level or you in other places of lesser elevation, it probably will do fine. I'm just being honest. Here at our altitude, it's lacking a little bit of oomph, which they have sort of rectified.
A little bit.
In the new
I mean,
one.
I'm sorry. This and I know, guys. You've redone it. This probably isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. Toyota will hear this, and it's one of my biggest complaints. This car has. I love the car, love its styling, love its versatility. It sells like hotcakes here in Colorado, and I still at times shake my head why, because it has to be the most underpowered SUV in its class, period.
Well, I'll tell you why, which is because it is very hard to find an off-road of a capable of a vehicle that the 4Runner is, especially the trim levels, you know, the TRD Pro, and even the TRD off-road trim levels. It's hard to find as off-road capable of a vehicle as the 4Runner is straight from the lot, while also, because some of its rivals maybe are a little bit even more off-road capable, but what they lacked at is some of the on-road refinement in terms of some of the, I'll just say comfortability as far as driving it goes.
Right.
And that's just a fact. And it's also built to last, right? And let's be honest.
True.
Toyota is known
True.
For their reliability. You can buy these things, and you know, good luck finding a used one with less than 100,000 miles that you're not paying nearly sticker for.
Good point.
So it really is, I mean, not to say that cars are a great investment in the first place, but this may actually be the case of one, again, especially with this model year. Yes, it's lacking in power. Some of the creature comforts that you've come to expect in other models, folks, or other cars, I should say, you could potentially find some other choices available. But that, as far as sort of straight to the point, this thing's going to do what you need it to do. You get in it, you need to get wherever you're going, and the reliability factor of it, along with some of its cons that we've already talked about. But it's hard to beat that, and I think that's why people like it. I will say, as far as fitting people in the back, it definitely has a higher kind of entry point as far as that goes. So if you're lifting up a car seat or lifting up a kid or whatever it might be, which I know is not a big of a deal to you, but to me, again, if you're doing it over and over again, just something to consider. Would it turn people off to it? No. In fact, got family member that's got a vehicle up that's basically the exact same vehicle a few years older. So at the same time, Dad, great vehicle, reliability that way. Could they make some improvements? I think so. And I'm excited to try out the new 2025 model year. But again, folks, if you like the old styling, Dad, we can't say this enough. Get out, test drive it now, because they are going away very soon. In
Good
fact,
point.
I think you'll start to see some of the new ones hit the lots here as we get into the fall here. So I encourage folks, test drive it again. 2024 Toyota 4Runner. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.